nice try. Get out the way. Written by Tricky Snail. Read by Sweaters in the Summer. Summary. Hayden Pike is sad. He wants to go to bed with Shane Hollander, the most beautiful man in the MHL, but he can't seem to score because he is very bad at hockey. Hayden Pike probably wrote this, not Ilya Rozanov. Ilya Rozanov would never do such a thing. Don't tell his husband. Chapter 1. Shane Hollander pulled his hair up into a messy man bun as he stared at himself in the mirror. His freckles and brown eyes made him stunning, but he did not know this. He frowned at his reflection. He was wearing those shorts he has with the little stripes on them that make his ass look cute, and that green t-shirt that rides up a little bit when he lifts his arms. "I want to be the best hockey player, but I cannot compare to Ilya Rozanov," he murmured. "You're already the best hockey player, Halsey," Hayden Pike said in a loyal yet foolish way. Hayden Pike was Montreal's 15th best hockey player and Shane Hollander's best friend. He was the only player boring enough to room with Shane on the road. He was also secretly in love with Shane and not very smart. "You are incorrect, Hayden, because you are not very smart, but we must still win our hockey game tonight." Luckily, their hockey game was not against Boston, so Hollander easily led his team to victory, even though he had to carry them all on his back because they are terrible and Hayden Pike is not good at hockey. At the interview afterwards, a reporter said, "Hollander, you are most handsome man in MHL. Why are you not married to sexiest man alive and best hockey player Ilya Rozanov?" Shane Hollander's eyes glistened with unshed tears. "I have never met Rozanov off the ice in this AU," he said. "Therefore, I have never been railed by that incredible dick. That's why Hayden Pike still thinks he has a chance." "Very sad to hear," the reporter said. "No more questions for you in this trying time." Shane Hollander and Hayden Pike walked through the parking lot in the rain together. "I know I am very boring," Shane said, "but we must go out to a bar tonight. I need to find someone who can fold me in half and plow me like a field, even though I know I will never be satisfied by any man other than Ilya Rozanov." "Hey, buddy," Hayden said, stupidly assuming this was his chance. "Why don't we stay in? I could help you meditate and suck your dick." Hayden tried to touch Shane's shoulder, but he was so uncoordinated that he missed. "Hayden, you cannot." Shane's eyes glimmered in the streetlights, and he pouted with his biteable bottom lip. "You are too bad at hockey. We can never be together." "I can get better at hockey," Hayden murmured. "I swear I can." "How good could you get?" "As good as you need me to be." Hayden leaned in, but before he could get close enough to kiss Shane's beautiful mouth, he slipped on the wet pavement. Hayden lost his balance immediately because of his poor hockey skills, fell down, hit his head, and went unconscious. When Hayden regained consciousness, they went out to the bar. Hayden was distraught that he had not managed to seduce Shane, but was still determined to be a good friend. A hockey game was playing on the television in the bar, and Shane immediately sat down to watch it. The hockey game was Boston versus New York. New York had to hire extra security because of all the beautiful women attempting to throw themselves at Ilya Rozanov as he played. Ilya immediately scored such a historic number of sexy goals that Shane was enraptured by the game on the screen. Scott Hunter was so upset about how badly he'd just been beaten that he started to cry. A reporter asked Ilya, "Rozanov, how does it feel to be the only player ever to win a hockey game in 5 minutes?" "It was a team effort," Ilya said modestly. A man approached Shane at the bar. He didn't even play hockey and was merely a 9 out of 10, but Shane was very polite and talked to him anyway. The man noticed how fuckable Shane's mouth was and tried to kiss him, but he leaned too far on the bar stool, fell down, hit his head on the counter, and went unconscious. Shane gave up on trying to find anyone as sexy and good at hockey as Ilya Rozanov for the night, and went back to his hotel room with Hayden. When they reached the room, Shane threw himself down on the bed and dramatically draped his arm over his eyes, but in a way that didn't cover up his stunning freckles. "I'm so beautiful," Shane murmured. How can it be that I have no one to fuck me? Hey, buddy, Hayden said. Cheer up. I'm sure there's someone who's really good at hockey out there for you. Hayden wished that someone could be him, but he wondered if that could ever be. Why don't we do extra practice together when we get back to Montreal tomorrow? I could try to get better for you, and you could try to get as good as Rozanov. Shane happily agreed, because this was another chance to be obsessed about hockey. The next morning, Shane got up at 6 fucking a.m. when his alarm went off because he was boring and did not know how to party and sleep in late. I'm going for a run in my tiny shorts, as I do every morning, he told Hayden. For some reason, I will not give my husband a blowjob instead of doing this. When Shane got done with his run, he showered slowly while thinking about Ilya Rozanov, and then put on Ilya's old Boston t-shirt that he looked super hot in. He had it because he was secretly an obsessed Rozanov fan. Shane and Hayden then began to pack their things to leave the hotel room. I am always forgetting things because I am not very bright, Hayden complained. Don't worry, Hayden. I will make you spreadsheet, Shane said. Is not euphemism for sex act, as I initially thought. Spreadsheets are lists of tasks and items. I color code them. You will never forget a single sock again. I am wonderful like that. Hayden was stunned, and then very sad, because it was so sexy, but he was not good enough at hockey to rail Shane Hollander. Shane put on his glasses to read his spreadsheets like a hot librarian who's a little bit bossy until I bet him he can't stay quiet while... Okay, I'm back. What scene was this? They returned to Montreal. They played a game against New York and won because Shane has more talent than both teams combined. Afterwards, Scott Hunter mistakenly thought he might have a chance with Shane because he is better at hockey than Hayden Pike and also boring. So he skated up to Shane before he went to the locker room and asked for his phone number. You are 100,000 years old, Shane said. Would break your hip if you tried to fuck me. Scott Hunter ran away in embarrassment. Hayden wanted an invitation to Shane's place, and he knew the only way to secure it was to ask for something boring. So he called Shane and asked, Can I come over and do laundry at your place? Wait, what is the timeline of this fic? Had I decided? Shane said. I am in Montreal still? So I have my Montreal apartment? Okay, my Montreal apartment had a washer-dryer combo. I used to complain all the time about how long my sheets took to dry in it. Do not bring over sheets and should be fine. Hayden brought over his laundry basket and a bottle of wine. The bottle of wine got him nowhere because Shane doesn't drink during the season. Hayden probably should have remembered that, but he was bad at seduction as well as hockey. Hayden then foolishly attempted to dump all his clothes into the washer. No, you must read all the tags first, Shane said. He scrunched up his nose and made his angry little kitten face with his lips all snarly and adorable. I am very intense about this. I cut all the tags out and keep them in an organized spreadsheet of washing instructions. One time, my husband did not read the washing instructions and ruined my sweater, and I got very angry at him over it, even though it was one sweater, and I am a millionaire who can buy myself a new one. So then he bought me a new sweater, and now he always reads all the washing instructions. Hayden had never known this about washing instructions because he wasn't observant enough to be good at hockey. Also, I think Jackie does all his laundry, which was very rude of Hayden to not help with that. He somehow managed to get his laundry started and then moved to the living room. Hayden sat down on the couch. Shane sat down in an armchair in a polite Canadian way. Please will you be my lover? Hayden begged. I want to kiss every freckle on your face and fuck you slowly while you moan my name. No, I have told you this, said Shane. You are not talented enough. I am talented at video game hockey. Is that good enough? Shane thought about it. No, but you can help me with my plot to get Ilya Rozanov's autograph. I want him to sign my Rozanov jersey I wear to secretly watch his hockey games because he is the best at everything. You are the fastest skater in the MHL, Hayden said loyally. Was basically a tie, Shane cried out. You have more Stanley Cups than him. Yes, because I am incredible. I am so jealous of Ilya Rozanov, Hayden said. Everyone is, Shane sighed. It was not bragging because it was not Ilya saying it. He has an adorable dog, 4 Stanley Cups, and he is married to Shane Hollander. It's like living in a fairy tale. I wake up every morning and go, oh, there you are, because Shane Hollander is my sunrise and I get to fuck him. Wait, whose dialogue is this? Oh well. Shane dressed up in his disguise, which was a Rozanov jersey, his glasses, and his Montreal Stanley Cup hat. He looked so hot that many people who saw him simply fainted. They made their way to the coffee shop Rozanov had tagged himself at on Instagram. At the coffee shop, the baristas were having to help hold back all the beautiful women who were being drawn in by Rozanov's riz. It was difficult, though, because a few of the handsome baristas were also attempting to get his number. "Oh no," Shane said. "How will I ever get close enough for him to sign my jersey?" Rozanov looked up from where he was casually drinking an iced latte and looking sexy. "I recognize you," he said. He pulled off Shane's hat and everyone gasped. "Shane Hollander." "How did you know it was me when I was so well disguised?" Shane asked. "Freckles," Rozanov said. "Please sign my jersey," Shane said. "I am your biggest fan." Ilya lifted his husband onto the counter and grabbed a Sharpie. He shoved the jersey up and signed his name across Shane Hollander's abs. "Take me," Shane gasped. "Take me right now." Ilya kissed his husband and everyone cheered. Hayden Pike ran away crying. Chapter 2. The Gang Finds Out. Text chat with summer camp coaches. Rose.
"I can make the 17th work. Hope my hockey movie doesn't bomb and get me booed when I show up for my special appearance."
Ilya. "We'll make $1 billion. The people are dying for hockey movies." Rose.
Smiley face emoji.
Hayden.
"Roz, you asshole."
Archive of our own. Dot, dot, dot.
Ilya. "Oh no. Who could have written this? Complete mystery. Probably the writer is very sexy." Shane.
"Hayden, what is that a link to? I thought we agreed to keep this thread to official business."
Hayden.
"Read it."
Rose.
"Oh my god, this is beautiful."
Shane.
"I'm getting a divorce."
Ilya. "We should lob accusations at Hayden now. Is Hayden reading Shaden fanfic? How did he find this work written by an unknowable hockey fan with good taste?" Rose.
"No, that's actually a good point."
Hayden.
"Harris sent it to me."
Harris.
"Okay, yes, I'm the one who found it. I just love a friends to lovers arc."
Rose.
"Aw, it's my favorite, too."
Shane.
"You're all grounded from the internet."
Rose.
"No, Dad, 5 more minutes.
Harris.
"Fun, Dad. Tell him to let us keep our fanfic."
Shane.
"What? Why does Ilya get to be the fun dad? I'm fun. I brought Scrabble to the last team party."
Ilya. "I'm sorry, Shane. I'm the one that gives them cookies past their bedtime." Shane.
"Okay, first of all, irresponsible. Second of all, I'm not doing this. Stop being weird. Delete your story, Ilya."
Ilya. "Can't. I'm grounded from the internet." Scott Hunter.
"Why am I tagged in this? For the last time, Rozanov, I've never hit on your husband. I am literally married."
Ilya. Scott Hunter.
"What's that supposed to mean?"
Ilya. "Just interesting. You are happily married, yet ogling my husband after a run. Okay." Scott Hunter.
"There was no ogling."
Troy.
"Speaking as a witness, there was a look that passed the point of a glance and ventured into ogle territory."
Scott Hunter.
"It went nowhere near ogle territory. And I would like to point out that during this supposed look occurring, Troy said, 'Shane, can you show us some yoga poses?' Why aren't you mad at him?"
Ilya. "I have already forgiven Troy for noticing my husband is hot. He is very happy with Harris." Scott Hunter.
"Are you fucking kidding me?"
Shane.
"Wait, you didn't actually want to learn yoga?" Frowny face emoji.
Ilya. "Troy, you have hurt my husband's feelings. You are now my enemy." Troy.
"Fuck."
Harris.
"Honestly, I think the only criminal here is whoever sold Shane those shorts, despite knowing he has an ass that could go viral on Twitter."
Shane.
"They're aerodynamic. And what the fuck, Harris? Don't post my ass on Twitter."
Harris.
"I didn't. I'm just saying that it would."
Troy.
"Scott Hunter. Would.
Scott Hunter.
Would not.
Ilya.
Can't.
Shane.
I think we should all stop talking about Shane now.
Troy.
If I actually learn yoga, can I get off the enemy list?
Hayden.
There's no escape. You're trapped here with us, bud.
Troy.
Harris, save me.
Harris.
And sacrifice myself? Do I look like Bella Swan to you?
Wyatt.
Hey, is there an actual plan to take a yoga class somewhere in this mess? Because I would actually like to do that.
Shane.
Cool, I'll text you.
Ilya.
Wyatt, you made my husband smile. You are now my favorite.
Wyatt.
Does that mean we can do hockey Avengers costumes next Halloween?
Harris.
We can't post copyrighted material to the team's social media page. Off-brand hockey Avengers, maybe?
Shane.
EFJHI semicolon FI semicolon 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 semicolon. Sir, dropped plant. Puck. Bone. Autocorrect.
Hayden.
Shane, buddy, is your phone broken or are you having a stroke?
Shane.
Defiantly finesse fault.
Hayden.
Maybe you should go get a new one?
Shane.
I'm replacing my phone and husband tomorrow.
Rose.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. Why do I not get to be a villain in this fanfic? I'm the only one in this chat besides Ilya who has actually hit on Shane. Sequel story about Rose Landry kidnapping Shane? When?
Hayden.
Don't encourage him.
Rose.
Is he still here? Ilya. Hayden Pike is good at hockey.
Hayden.
Hey. Or thanks. Or I'm confused.
Wyatt.
Do we need to file a missing persons report?
Ilya.
I cannot be upgraded. I am already the latest and greatest model. And you could never be a villain in my heart, Rose. Heart emoji.
Rose.
Aw. But I really want to be a villain, though.
Ilya.
Okay, I will write you a sequel.
Shane.
I know where you live.
Hayden.
It took you 20 minutes to think up a comeback about being the latest model?
Ilya.
No, could not text. Was busy. Hands full.
Harris.
Are you out somewhere? I assumed you were at home.
Ilya.
Yes, I am at home.
Shane.
Laundry. He was doing laundry.
Ilya.
It's okay, Shane. I will have the talk with Hunter. You see, Hunter, when a man has a bangable husband with an ass that could go viral on Twitter.
Shane.
BRB, throwing Ilya's phone into a lake.
Hayden.
I need to wash my brain with bleach.
Scott Hunter.
I'm confused. I thought they were fighting.
Rose.
Oh, honey, are you new here?
Wyatt.
As Ilya's chosen favorite, I feel obligated to deliver his usual chirps on his behalf to make up for his unfortunate absence. Scott Hunter hasn't been new here since dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Scott Hunter.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Wyatt.
Things that Scott Hunter is older than.
Harris.
How about I fill the chat with cute puppy pictures and we all forget this ever happened?
Ryan.
Thank you, Harris.
Wyatt.
And now to fill in for Shane. Sorry, Ryan.
Ryan.
Frowny face emoji.
Harris.
Cute puppy picture 1.